Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Morning, Penny.
Oh, good morning.
What are you cooking?
Mushrooms. Do you want some?
No, thanks.
Well, there's some toast there if you want it.
Oh, that's great, thanks.
Coffee?
Yes, please. That'll be nice.
Okay. Oh, can I have the crust, please? Oh, that's if you don't mind.
No, by all means have it. I'll put it on this plate for you.
So you're still on for today?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't want to, just say.
No, it's fine. I want to get some presents.
Bit early for that, isn't it?
You're joking. I've got some already. You don't leave it to the last minute, do you?
Well, yeah, mostly. So, will you get a present for Mike and Michael?
I'm going to go and have a shower, OK? I'll see you in a minute.
Don't you want your coffee?
Amy, can you go to Toys, please? Tina's having a moment.
Yeah, of course. Will that be for the whole day?
Yes, I think so. She'll be better in Household with Jim.
Who else is in Toys?
No one, sorry. But I'm sure you'll be all right.
Garden Isle Cafe, Connie speaking. How can I help you? Yes, that's fine. So that's 1 o'clock. And did you say there were 6 of you? Okay, yes, that's all booked. See you then. Bye.
Who was that?
Mrs. Craymore.
Never heard of her.
She sounded very posh.
Oh, well, let's hope she's got lots of money then.
They don't always have tons of money.
What do you mean?
Well, some people just put on airs and graces and try to sound as if they have a lot of money.
Oh, well, we'll see. I take it they're coming for lunch.
Oh, yes. And I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't do drinky-poos as well.
Oh, so we'll have to keep an eye on them.
No, I'm sure they'll be okay.
I hope so, because I'm not in the mood for anything to go wrong today.
Oh, I see.
You see what I mean? When you push the button to make the eyes open, it makes that funny noise, and I'm sure it's not supposed to.
Okay, well, can I have a look at it, please? Oh, yes. Have you still got the box?
Yes, here it is.
That's funny. It doesn't mention a noise, does it?
No, and that's why I think it's faulty.
Oh, no, I don't think that. I think it's a special edition.
What do you mean?
Well, now and again we get special edition toys come in. You know, it's like they're a one-off.
I don't care if it is a one-off. I don't like the noise. And I think it might frighten my granddaughter.
Oh, no. I think she'll love it.
Do you?
Yeah. It's quite funny, isn't it?
Funny?
Yes. And I'm sure your granddaughter will love it. And, of course, hers will be better than anyone else's.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Well, then, if that's what you think, then I'd better keep it.
OK. So, can I help you with anything else?
No, that's all. And thank you for your help.
No problem. Bye.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Was that customer complaining about something?
No, he was really pleased with the toy. In fact, if we had any left, I think he would have bought another one.
Oh, well, maybe I should order some more then.
Oh, did you order them?
Yes. Why?
I was just thinking about how good they were. I think that they're one of the best toys we've ever had.
Penny, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm just coming.
Well, it's starting to rain, so bring a jacket or brolly if you've got one.
Oh, I didn't think it was going to rain today.
No, neither did I. Still, we'll be okay. It's only rain.
Oops, mustn't forget my keys.
Oh, well, we won't go far without those, will we?
Off to you.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's a blooming nuisance, though.
Oh, things could be worse. Right, it's 10 o'clock now, so we've got plenty of time. There's no need to rush.
What time is the ferry?
Well, I think there's one at 11:15.
Oh, that gives us plenty of time to park and walk down.
Oh, Jim, I just wanted to say thanks again for last night.
Oh, no problem. Was the timing okay then?
Yeah, yes, you came in just at the right moment.
And Penny had no idea it was planned.
Nope.
I think you got a bit sentimental though, didn't you?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, like you, waiting for Penny.
Well, that's what I aim to do.
Honestly? Oh, come on, Michael. There's plenty more fish in the sea. If I was you, I'd forget about her.
No, Jim. I mean what I said. It doesn't matter how long it takes. I will go out with Penny again.
Oh, Michael. You're bound to feel a bit upset at the moment. But in a month's time, you'll be looking for someone else. And don't get me wrong, I can understand you feel sad. But mark my words, probably 2 weeks' time, you'll have forgotten this ever happened.
Jim, you're not listening to me. I don't want anyone else. Not now, not in 2 weeks' time, not even in a month's time. And as forgetting this ever happened, I can tell you now I won't forget. Because I know Penny won't stay with that prat forever.
Oh, come on. You shouldn't really just be...
Jim. Mike's not good enough for Penny, so I know that that relationship won't work. And don't tell me what I should do.
Please, can you two keep it down? Have you forgotten you're at work?
Sorry, Debbie.
It won't happen again, because this conversation is over. For good. Have you got that, Jim?
Yeah, okay, if you say so.
What do you think of these?
Oh, very nice. Who are those for?
Me.
I thought you were buying presents.
I am.
Well, I haven't seen you buy anything for anyone else yet.
Well, I haven't, because I haven't seen anything suitable.
I need to look for a new dress.
Oh, do you? And why is that?
Well, with Christmas coming up, there's bound to be a party or two.
So it's not just in case Michael asks you out?
No. But then if he did, I suppose I could wear it.
Do you honestly think he'd ask you?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Well, we all got on so well, didn't we?
Yeah, but that was in a foursome.
Well, that doesn't matter. Anyway, I was thinking of asking him out. What do you think?
Thanks, Millie. I'll just add some mayonnaise to these and they're done.
Two more hamburgers, please.
OK, I'll do those. How's table six?
Fine. They're a bit loud, but not enough to upset anyone.
Oh, good. Do you think they're locals?
No, I don't think so. I think they're from Bath.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and I heard one of them say they work for some magazine.
Oh, blimey, I hope she's not a food critic.
I doubt it.
Well, just in case, I'll give them a bit more mayonnaise.
Ah, Amy, thanks for today. If I could have given you someone else, I would have done.
Oh, don't worry, it was fine.
Well, I had quite a day.
Oh, why was that?
Didn't you hear the two of them arguing?
Who?
Michael and Jim.
Oh, well, I heard someone argue, but I didn't realise it was them.
Yes, well, it was, and in front of customers.
Wow, so what happened?
Well, I had to go and tell them to shut up.
Oh, gosh, so how did Michael take that?
All right, I think.
Have you spoken to him since?
No.
Well, he can't blame you. He was the one that was out of order.
I know, but you know what he's like.
Well, that's the best day we've had so far for the takings.
Really?
Yes, that table spent a fortune, and they've left a very large tip.
Oh, that's wonderful. And to think we were worried about them.
Look, Connie, there's a whole chocolate cake left in there. Why don't you take it home?
Are you sure?
Yes, of course, you deserve it.
Oh, thanks. That'll be lovely. Oh, I can give half to Mike. He'll love that.
Oh, I suppose I should see if Millie wants something. Trouble is, there's only one cake left.
Oh, well, I know she likes cider.
Cider? Oh, why not? Yes, I'll ask her which bottle she'd like.
Oh, she'll be really pleased with that. That's very kind of you, Helen.
Well, thank you. I do realise you both work very hard.
No, we just...
No, you do, and I don't say thank you enough. I'm actually very grateful for everything you two do.
Do you want another one?
Oh, yes, please.
Well, I really enjoyed today.
Yes, so did I. And I'm really pleased with everything I got.
Good. And I'm delighted with my dress.
I knew you'd say that.
Well, I am.
Well, I hope you have the opportunity to wear it.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
I don't like the design, though, with it not having a back to it. Don't you think that's odd?
No, it's an evening dress.
But you'll get cold.
No, I won't. I plan to have someone to keep me warm, so there's no problem.
No, Kathy, you won't get to me, because I know it won't happen. So I don't care what you say, you're just living in a dream world.
Penny, you never know.
Well, on this one occasion, I do. He won't ask you out. There's no way, Jose. So I hope your Christmas parties happen, because it'd be such a shame not to wear that dress.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.